So the easiest way for the globalists to achieve human depopulation is to make sure that the targets of that depopulation, i.e. you and I, are never aware that a depopulation agenda is being pursued. And this is why you'll hear plenty of press about all kinds of things that are designed to distract you, you know, news about Trump, news about war, news about, you know, vaccines, whatever. But they won't ever talk about the depopulation agenda. Even though everything that you hear about, actually, war, vaccines, famine, weather, weaponization, etc., these are all vectors of depopulation. But they won't acknowledge the actual agenda that's taking place. And for most people, they won't realize it until it's too late. On the day that they themselves are depopulated, then they'll realize, oh my God, I've been killed, you know? And I don't even know why the topic of depopulation is so controversial when so many globalists openly talk about it, like Bill Gates. He gave a TED talk about it, how we have to reduce the population and we got to get one of these variables down to zero, and how we're going to do it through vaccines and women's reproductive health, which means abortions and birth control and spontaneous abortions through vaccines. And they openly talk about it. It's not a secret. You're just not allowed to talk about it, and the media won't dare talk about it. You almost never hear the term depopulation in the corporate media. They want to pretend like that doesn't even exist, or that's some conspiracy theory. No, it's an active program that is running right now, and it's partially working. How many tens of millions of people were killed by the COVID jabs? That's depopulation. How many people have not been born because of the attacks on the family and the attacks on mothers and fathers and the pushing of LGBT agendas and, you know, everything is fake and gay and transgenderism, mutilating children's genitals so they cannot reproduce even if they change their minds? Yeah, it's happening right now. And the infertility chemicals in the food supply, they're going to have mRNA now sprayed all over crops. And yes, that's going to alter your genes to some extent. And you can bet that one of the side effects of that is going to be infertility, because that's what they're engineering. Sometimes I hear people say, well, they won't depopulate us. That's crazy. They need us. They need our tax dollars. Do you hear yourself? They don't need your tax dollars. Number one, they can print all the currency they want. They don't need to confiscate your money. The only reason they're confiscating your money is to keep you down and make you easier to exterminate. They don't need your money, okay? And then people say, oh, no, they need humans. They need us for our labor. They don't need your labor. In the next decade, robots are going to take over about 80% of human labor. So all those human labor jobs, from picking crops to packing boxes at fulfillment warehouses, Amazon, you name it, it's going to be taken over by robots. 80%, you know, from driving trucks, you name it. Human labor is just about obsolete. Again, within the next decade, most human labor will be obsolete. Now, there are exceptions to that, and that would be certain trades like HVAC repair people or plumbers. Plumbing is actually really complex. It's hard for robots to do because every situation is different. So you're not going to see robots taking over for plumbers very quickly. In some plumbing jobs, never, you know. Some construction jobs will always require humans, although other parts of construction will be highly automated. So just keep that in mind. You know, a lot of truck driving will be automated by, you know, self-driving trucks. But there will always be certain types of, let's say, construction equipment piloting that a human being will have to do, certain types of, you know, excavator movements that are just really, really complex, etc. So you're going to see robots or automation of vehicles alongside humans. Like, yeah, you're going to have robot tractors on farms, but you're still going to have a human that knows the higher answers of what to plant and when it's right to harvest and what are the conditions of the hay, is it dry enough to bale, etc. All right, so then some people say, well, they don't need to kill us. They need our brains. They need us to do our jobs. They need our human cognition. No, they don't, because AI cognition will take over about 80% of human cognition, and that's going to happen even more quickly than the robot takeover of human labor. So cognitive takeover is already happening. That's why college graduates right now who learned to code, they're online complaining that they can't find coding jobs. No entry-level coding jobs, or at least not as many as before. I wonder why. It's because AI coding can do all the entry-level coding jobs. You don't need an entry-level coder. You still need the master coders, you know, the high-level experienced veteran coders who can scope out a whole project and understand the big picture hierarchy of the thing. But you don't need entry-level coders saying, hey, you know, code this subroutine. You don't need that because you can just do that in one prompt. You just ask the AI engine. Or you ask Grok. Grok writes code now for free. Just say, hey, Grok, write me a Python script that does the following, blah, blah, blah. And it's done. It's done in seconds. So there you go. And then you realize, when you start to look at this, you realize that most of the resources that humans consume are now competing with other industries that the government vastly prefers over humans. For example, residential electricity usage. You're using electricity to run hair dryers and blenders and air conditioning and home computers and video games and whatever. That doesn't help the government, you know, it doesn't help the weapons industry. That's in their minds, that's just a giant waste of electricity. They would rather you didn't exist, and then that electricity could be redirected to an AI data center to be part of the race for super intelligence, you know. Or that power could be used for, I don't know, some kind of new manufacturing facility to churn out weapons to wage World War III, you know. They don't need you. And in fact, you are a net negative in their eyes because you're using power. The other thing you're using is water. And data centers compete with you for water usage because data centers use water for cooling. They'll circulate water, you know, through the machines, through the servers. The water picks up the heat, and then they'll take the water outside the building, superheated water, and they'll spray it into the air, aerosolized, so you get all this hot water vapor in the air, and that's how they dissipate the heat outside the building. It's brilliant, actually. Saves a lot of electricity. But it uses a ton of water. Like in Texas alone, 400 billion gallons of water is what's estimated per year by the year 2030, just from data centers alone. 400 billion gallons of water. That's water that otherwise humans would use, you know, for showering and cooking and flushing toilets and things like that. So they don't want you around because you're using the water that they need for the data centers. Not just the electricity, but the water also, you see? And then there's the land. See, they don't really want you to use the land, especially they don't want you to use the land to grow food, because from the point of view of the globalists, they would much rather have that land used to put up like wind farms or solar farms or rare earth metals mining operations or something. You know, growing food is, in their view, a waste of the land just to serve the humans, who are also, in their view, a waste on Earth. That's why they call people useless eaters. Yeah, useless eaters are human weeds. They want to get rid of the human weeds. They don't want to have farmland growing food. They want to have energy and microchips and AI supercomputers and weapons industries and what have you. That's the future in their minds. I'm talking about the globalists. That's the future of planet Earth. It's a planet with very few humans. And that's what they're trying to create. In fact, they're succeeding at creating it. They're succeeding. And every single thing they do from here on out, I mean, think about how they've got everybody in an indoor lifestyle suffering from light deficiency, which causes cancer and depression and all kinds of other medical conditions. I mean, they've got people cooped up in their homes and in their offices and you know, running around on hamster wheels trying to earn enough money after taxes to be able to pay the rent or pay the mortgage. And they've got you caught up in this until you die. And in the meantime, they're going to extract maximum profits from you using the pharmaceutical industry and the death care hospital system until they kill you off, you know. And then you die penniless after inheritance taxes, et cetera, and property taxes. I mean, the whole point is to use you up and kill you early, died suddenly, extra jabs, et cetera. Make sure that you don't have any babies in the meantime, infertility, attacks on the family, et cetera. And just to get you out of the way until they can bring in the full takeover of the robots and the AI systems. You are in the way, in the minds of the globalists, you are in the way of their plan for Earth. They don't want to see humans. They don't want to see humans. I mean, they are so anti-human, they would much rather have a society of robots, and they don't even need that many robots. Because, you know, look at some of the humans today, like the ones on the EBT food stamps. Is there any reason why globalists want to keep the food stamp recipients around who just buy processed foods all day and don't pay any taxes, but they keep having babies? No, the globalists don't want them around at all. They're trying to get rid of them as quickly as possible. What better way to do that than to just lace the processed foods with all kinds of mRNA agricultural vaccines that cause widespread infertility in the food supply? Of course, they're going to go after the food stamp recipients. And if you buy non-organic food, you're basically eating death. And that's all by design. And they're going to accelerate the mechanisms of that death to make sure that you die more quickly. And then guess what? The governments remain financially solvent much longer. I've covered this in great detail. For every person they kill earlier, they can save money on Social Security and Medicare and food stamps and disability and government pensions, etc. In fact, the U.S. government has already put out its own spreadsheet on that. It's the FY 2024 Social Security spreadsheet. I forgot the exact title, but they showed there's an $11 trillion savings if they can get people to die younger. That's $11 trillion spread out over a few decades. But they are seeing that killing people off sooner is the only way to save enough money to keep the U.S. government financially solvent. You see what I mean? So they don't want people to retire or to live long enough to retire. At the moment, they're okay with you working and paying taxes. But as soon as you stop paying taxes and retire, they want you dead. And they're coming up with increasingly clever ways to achieve that. And the latest is going to be the mRNA vaccines in the food supply. And they know that most of the people that they want to kill off the most quickly are people who don't buy organic. It's the low-income people. It's the processed food people. It's the food stamp people. They don't buy organic. And so even though these vaccines probably will not be allowed in the organic food supply, is my guess, I guess we'll have to see what the USDA decides, but they will definitely be used saturating the non-organic food supply. So people who eat non-organic foods will be the ones who are basically just committing food suicide or foodicide, and they will kill themselves off much more quickly. And that's all by design. And then the ones who want to live longer and be part of the future of the human race, they will buy organic, and organic and lab tested, like what we do at our store, healthrangerstore.com. So seriously, if you want to survive the depopulation agenda, you need to eat clean food, you need to get sunlight, you need to avoid all the jabs, all the pharmaceuticals, all the prescription medications that you can, get out of the death medical system, because that's all it is it's a death management, death profiteering system, and stop eating processed foods, period. And I'm pretty sure that from the point of view of the globalists, this global depopulation agenda is a human race level, a civilizational IQ test. It's that, you know, they're going to prune the human race big time. And anybody who's smart enough to survive it sort of self-qualifies to continue to live. that would be people like you and I, people who know what's going on and people who decentralize from the system and don't take the death jabs, etc. But those who are dumb enough to go along with the suicide system, and that would be most people, you know, they're going to self-exterminate just with the assistance of the government and the medical system and the media, etc. And that's failing the IQ test, the IQ test of life. If you fail that IQ test, and if you're dumb enough to keep lining up and taking jabs, yeah, if you're dumb enough to keep eating nothing but processed foods and you have crappy nutrition and you completely lack sunlight, you know, and you're just taking mass medications, well, you know, the system says, well, you've already made your choice. You've decided to remove yourself from the human gene pool. They've given you mechanisms to do that, and they've given you messaging to seduce you into those actions, you know, like NPR, CNN, Fox News, you know, medical journal advertisers, the CDC, whatever. They've given you all this messaging to convince you to kill yourself, and relatively few people will be immune to that messaging because they have the intelligence to pass the test instead of failing it. So every dead person from here forward who is involved in their own death through these mechanisms that are avoidable, well, every dead person is also a failed life grade, you could say, because they failed the IQ test of life. They went along with the system. They took the flu shots. They took the COVID jabs. They believed the Ebola outbreak or whatever, the chikungunya chicken, whatever virus they say, oh, everybody panic. Let's go get a chikungunya injection. Yeah, whatever. I thought that was the name of a sandwich from a Chick-fil-A or something. But the smart people will say, no, that's nonsense. I don't need a jab. It's all fake. The whole thing is fake. So if you're smart enough to recognize that it's fake, then you're going to make it through this, and you're going to find yourself living in a world with a lot fewer humans. That should be interesting. And a lot more robots. So what do you think? Would that be more pleasant? I mean, if you're walking in downtown Seattle, would you rather see a bunch of robots walking around, or all the, you know, drug users on the streets and all the violent criminals and rapists and addicts that are on the streets right now? I don't know. Probably the robots would be a more pleasant thing to see there in that case. Can you imagine? Human cities will be turned into ghost towns because there's no need for the human cities because there won't be that many humans around. So why would you need human cities, right? And a lot of the manufacturing action will, of course, be moved out of the inner cities into the surrounding areas, which is actually closer to the power grid. You know, the power grid substations and distribution centers are outside the cities. And that's where you're going to see the robot cities rise up, the robot manufacturing cities. And they're going to be numerous. And again, if you make it through all the depopulation agendas, you'll be one human among many robots. At some point, it'll be like, you know, 1-to-10 ratio, one human for every 10 robots on planet Earth. Might be 1 billion humans and 10 billion robots. That'll be interesting. So yeah, depopulation is real, and the way to survive it is to decentralize. Decentralize your life, your medicine, your food supply, your power dependence, you know, all of it. And of course, you can watch my show to learn how to do that. It's called decentralize.tv. That's the website, decentralize.tv. And we've published over 100 interviews there with all kinds of top technology guests and people who focus on decentralization of the food supply and medicine and technology and regaining your privacy and finances and much more. So check that out at decentralize.tv. And if you also want to get the best information on all of this, visit our free online AI engine. It's called Enoch, and it's available at brighteon.ai. And you can use it for free right now. And it's trained on the world's best set of curated knowledge on decentralization and off-grid living, natural medicine, complementary medicine. I mean, everything you can imagine that you need in order to live and survive. We've got it. in Enoch. So check it out at brighteon.ai, and you can follow my work at brighteon.social. My username is HealthRanger. You can follow me on X at HealthRanger. You can follow me on brighteon.io, which is our decentralized peer-to-peer social media platform that uses no central servers at all. Or you can find my videos and interviews at brighteon.com. So thank you for listening today. God bless you all. Take care.
Power up with Groovy Bee and Boku Organic Superfuel Blend. 9 superfoods in one clean, plant-based mix. Glyphosate tested, low in heavy metals. Only at healthrangerstore.com.